going ahead of them. I want to encourage and admonish the Ministry of Finance to, as a matter of urgency, engage these groups as soon as practicable so that clarity can be brought to bear. Yes, it's their money, but like it's been said, nobody's being coerced into accepting the debt exchange program. It is a voluntary program, but it has implications if you don't subscribe to what the offer is on the table. So implicitly, if you decide not to subscribe to this opportunity and decide to stick to your grounds and your bonds mature, your coupons mature sometime next year, or next 2 years, and there is no money to pay you, what is going to happen is that, and like you read from the statement from the insurance group, they have other instruments from with the banks. If you go to the bank and the bank does not have liquid to be able to sort you out, that becomes problematic and your members are going to suffer the most. But if you subscribe to this, it gives the bank that leverage to go to the central bank and say that, you know, I need some liquidity to be able to attend to the needs of my clients. And that helps to manage how bonds are and issues are addressed going into the future. But all of these would come with consultation and engagement. And I think that we need to really be working with the speed of light when it comes to this. I am looking forward to the point where the coming week we'll be able to, the Ministry of Finance will be able to engage all the relevant stakeholders as soon as possible to be able to bring a closure to this conversation.